1. The Trinity Embraced Sons. All Trinity Embraced Sons are originally of dual or single origin, but subsequent to the Trinity Embrace, they are forever devoted to Trinity service and assignment. This core, as revealed and as organized for super-universe service, embraces 7 orders of personalities. 1. Mighty Messengers. 2. Those high in authority. 3. Those without name and number. 4. Trinitized Custodians. 5. Trinitized Ambassadors. 6. Celestial Guardians. 7. High Sun Assistants. These 7 groups of personalities are further classified, according to origin, nature, and function, into 3 major divisions: the Trinitized Sons of Attainment, the Trinitized Sons of Selection, and the Trinitized Sons of Perfection. The Trinitized Sons of Attainment, the Mighty Messengers, those high in authority, and those without name and number, are all adjuster-fused ascendant mortals who have attained paradise and the core of the finality. But they are not finaliters. When they have been Trinity embraced, their names are removed from the finaliter roll call. The new sons of this order pass through specific courses of training for comparatively short periods on the circuit headquarters planets of the Havona circuits under the direction of the Eternals of Days. Thereafter, they are assigned to the services of the Ancients of Days in the 7 super-universes. The Trinitized Sons of Selection embrace the Trinitized Custodians and the Trinitized Ambassadors. They are recruited from certain of the evolutionary seraphim and translated midway creatures who have traversed Havona and have attained paradise, as well as from certain of the spirit-fused and the sun-fused mortals who have likewise ascended to the central isle of light and life. Subsequent to their embrace by the Paradise Trinity, and after a brief training in Havona, the Trinitized Sons of Selection are assigned to the courts of the Ancients of Days. The Trinitized Sons of Perfection. The Celestial Guardians and their coordinates, the High Sun Assistants, comprise a unique group of twice-Trinitized personalities. They are the creature-Trinitized sons of Paradise Havana personalities or of perfected ascendant mortals who have long distinguished themselves in the core of the finality. Some of these creature-Trinitized sons, after service with the Supreme Executives of the 7 Master Spirits, and after serving under the Trinity Teacher Sons, are re-Trinitized, embraced, by the Paradise Trinity, and then commissioned to the courts of the Ancients of Days as Celestial Guardians and as High Sun Assistants. Trinitized Sons of Perfection are assigned directly to the super-universe service without further training. Our Trinity Origin Associates, Perfectors of Wisdom, Divine Counselors, and Universal Censors, are of stationary numbers, but the Trinity-embraced sons are constantly increasing. All 7 orders of Trinity-embraced sons are commissioned as members of one of the 7 super-universe governments, and the number in the service of each super-universe is exactly the same. Not one has ever been lost. Trinity-embraced beings have never gone astray. They may stumble temporarily, but not one has ever been adjudged in contempt of the super-universe governments. The Sons of Attainment and the Sons of Selection have never faltered in the service of Orvontan, but the Trinitized Sons of Perfection have sometimes erred in judgment and thereby caused transient confusion. Under the direction of the Ancients of Days, all 7 orders function very much as self-governing groups. Their scope of service is far-flung. Trinitized Sons of Perfection do not leave the super-universe of assignment, but their Trinitized Associates range the grand universe, journeying from the evolutionary worlds of time and space to the eternal Isle of Paradise. They may function in any of the super-universes, but they do so always as members of the super-government of original designation. Apparently, the Trinity-embraced sons have been permanently assigned to the service of the 7 super-universes. Certainly, this assignment is for the duration of the present universe age, but we have never been informed that it is to be eternal.